WNYC Studios is supported by Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at DanaFarber.org/everywhere.
This year, New Jersey changed the practice of putting juveniles who are tried and convicted as adults into adult prisons. But all the young inmates who are currently in adult facilities don't benefit from that new law. They have to stay there. Other countries don't allow that. In part two of our series, Kids in Prison, WNYC Sarah Gonzalez visits German prisons. But first, she toured a New Jersey prison to see the conditions juveniles face there.
When Terrence arrived at an adult prison for the first day of his 30-year sentence, he was 17 years old.
I was stripped naked and he walked in a line with other grown men.
That's how he picked up his prison uniform. Underage, and with guards telling him to get uncomfortably close to the naked adult inmate in front of him.
There's a saying they got, excuse my language, but they say, ass and dick, gentlemen, ass and dick. Like, and when they're saying that, they're being screwed up.
I went on a tour of the maximum security prison that Terrence is in. The guards wear helmets and grip their batons whenever inmates leave their cells.
Yo, it's traumatizing.
Terrence and I have been talking on the phone in 15-minute intervals before we get disconnected.
He just opened the door, right? So I have to go.
I've also been talking to Jamal. He's at a different adult prison in the state, and he's been calling me from inside of solitary confinement.
The time seemed to carry much longer here.
He had an electrical cord that he wasn't supposed to have. And when young inmates break the rules, they spend as much time in segregation as adults.
So how many days did you get?
181.
Jamal is doing 9 years for two armed robberies and a carjacking he committed when he was 14, where no one got hurt. And he says it feels like guards are trying to intimidate him.
Oh, look, these effing juveniles, they want to be tough. Now they're in a big boy prison. Let's see how tough they really is.
And Trevor, who recently got out after nearly 9 years, says adult prisons are scary at age 17 or 18 or 22.
People are getting hot water thrown in their faces. People are getting stabbed, jumped. You got predators that's looking for weakness to rape somebody. This is what you put a 17-year-old around. How did you expect me to come out of prison?
According to an analysis by the WNYC Data News team, almost 90% of the minors who've been prosecuted as adults in New Jersey are Black or Latino. That's 605 Black or Latino kids compared to 76 white kids in the past 5 years. Not all of them were found guilty and not all of them went to prison, but WNYC found at least 152 inmates are still in adult prisons today for crimes they committed as kids. 93% of them are Black or Latino. I wanted to find a state that doesn't prosecute minors as adults, but professors and advocacy groups and researchers told me there isn't one. Every state allows it. So I left the country. I visited German prisons. There are horses and baby goats and sheep inside Neustrelitz prison. It's for minors and young adults, and it's a couple hours north of Berlin. There's a vineyard inside the prison where juvenile inmates make their own wine to give as gifts to their visitors. I got a bottle. And there are coffee pots all over the prison. Inmates hang out by the coffee with their glass mugs and little metal teaspoons like it's a water cooler. And the prison guards in Germany, they don't get shank-proof vests or batons or pepper spray. There are also female inmates in here. And Marie-Christine Lim, who runs the prison, says they're all dating the male inmates.
If they want to hold hands, they can hold hands. If they want to hug, they can hug. Basically, they don't have sex, I hope.
You hope?
There should be no time to do that.
Okay, but they kiss?
They kiss, yeah.
German prisons are supposed to mirror the outside world. They say that helps prisoners learn how to live a life without crime when they get out. One of the inmates, though, Miland, he doesn't have a girlfriend in here.
No, I haven't. They are not, was kann man sagen, nicht mein Geschmack.
Miland is doing 2.5 years for more than a dozen robberies and assaults. He was an adult at the time, but a judge decided he doesn't have the mentality to be treated like one. If you commit a crime under age 21 in Germany, you can be treated as a juvenile. Officials there say there's nothing about the age of 18 that means you're mentally or emotionally ready for adult prisons or adult consequences. Even people up to age 24 can be treated as juveniles. And almost all of the inmates at Neustrelitz prison for adolescents are over 18, 90% of them. When I interview Milan, we're in his room.
Sorry, what is this?
What?
This door.
That's the toilet.
Oh, you have a door for your toilet?
Of course.
Of course.
I think of course.
His walls are covered in pictures. There are curtains and rugs and decorative lamps, and each room has a large window with bars that opens. There's actually a law that dictates how much natural light has to come into an inmate's room. And a law that prohibits minors from ever entering the adult criminal system.
That will never happen. That's not allowed.
Jörg Jesse runs prisons in Mecklenburg in eastern Germany. He says it doesn't matter what crime a kid commits.
He's still a 14 or 15-year-old boy, even if he killed another person. We would never say because he killed another person, we have to react in a way as we react to a 30-year-old now. We don't have the idea.
There are no maximum security prisons in Germany. Every offender gets the same privileges. And Germany does have tough inmates. They fight and try to tattoo each other. They try to smuggle drugs and technology. But Jesse says being overly restrictive doesn't work. He's been to U.S. prisons. He's on an advisory council on reducing solitary confinement.
I think it's much more punitive. And a strange belief that punishment and punitiveness is changing something, changing people, changing behavior, changing attitudes. The sheer numbers tell a different story.
In Germany, Jesse says about 30% of juveniles and young adults come back to prison within 3 years. New Jersey tracks recidivism differently, but according to a state report, more than 85% of its juveniles are rearrested or returned to court. And German prisons are attracting the attention of officials in the United States. The governor of Connecticut recently visited Neustrelitz prison. And when he came back, he introduced legislation to treat people under age 21 as juveniles. And a law in New Jersey now keeps minors out of adult prisons. But kids in the state can still get permanent adult records. And they can still get adult sentences, which are longer than juvenile sentences.
And I've been dealing with this for 23 years. For 23 years, I talk to my son every morning. Every morning he calls me.
That's tomorrow. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.